Okay, so raise your hand if you are a person who has multiple pitch decks, multiple versions of PowerPoint presentations, and each time you need to make that one influential, one-of-a-kind presentation, you either start from scratch or you're frantically looking on your multiple computers for the perfect slide to add to your deck so that you can present your solution, your service, or yourself. Well, today's guest is James Ontra, O-N-T-R-A, and he has put together a solution called Shuffler, which is a presentation management platform and communication strategy hub. So basically all your decks, all your business decks, all your assets, whatever you have that you use to present yourself, your product, your service, are in one beautifully organized file cabinet so that you can pull together these presentations, you can enhance them, you can have the most recent version available at your fingertips. Doesn't that sound great? So without further ado, welcome James to this podcast and let's get started talking about Shuffler. So let me tell you about my audience.
Please do.
Salespeople, business development people, CEOs of round B, but A in there as well, of financing and trying to get more people, trying to build market share, trying to build product share, but mostly market share, so net new. Seeing the value of this thing called pitch decks, I don't know if presentation management is that a component of it?
It is, in a way.
How is this all changing with COVID?
There's been a lot of things. Half of the market, a third of the market dropped out, and a third of the market dug in deep and invested heavily into it. The market that jumped out were people who did conferences, travel, cruise ships, a variety of people who relied on heads in beds, had a hard time keeping it together. I shouldn't say it that way, but they went into hard times. Where the pharmaceutical companies who rely on business compliance and assembling presentations in a consistent branded message suddenly had a new value in using presentations to communicate amongst the high-end academic community, and especially the race to find drugs for COVID. They wanted to come together, and many of these big organizations communicate through slides and presentations. And what we do is just a way to make it easier amongst your whole enterprise. Presentations have always been this one and done app that's you do a presentations and you dig out what you need. Shuffler is a way to address presentations on the enterprise. So everyone gets it faster, quicker, more compliant, up to date, while having the flexibility to make it your own. I'm pitching Mary Lou today. So Mary Lou Tyler's on the title page. Well, that's not every corporate presentation, but it's important to me. You might give money to the Girl Scouts in your local branch, not in your corporate pitch deck, but it's important to you today. And if you can't get it, you bring in the revenue. That's what it is. So if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does. And so talk to me about, you said that there were players that, we did things a certain way prior to the pandemic. Me personally, on airplanes, average 250,000 air miles a year. Now we're home. And the challenge for me, and actually I take it more of, first I was kind of pissed off at it, but now I get it, that we have to up our game in being able to engage people looking through the screen now. We can't get that face to face anymore.
I look at your eyes on the screen, but then look down knowing your eyes are on the camera. It's an odd thing.
Yeah, right.
You have to train yourself differently to communicate through these different environments.
Right. And then how do you instill that engagement, that excitement that you get when you can feel the energy? It's more difficult to feel that in a remote setting. And also, I've been struggling with this because a lot of my world is the impromptu, I'm a process person, so I need to draw. I, you know, my thing.
You need to communicate. You want to be there, and sometimes it doesn't come out your mouth. It comes off your fingertips.
Right. And so behind me, I don't know if you can see, I've got a couple cameras I'm testing. One that projects downwards so that I can grab a piece of paper and write and, like, I don't know, hit a button.
The overheads switches. From the early day school days. I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Exactly. You know, so, you know, it's interesting that, you know, what Shuffler, it sounds like, is that you're keeping the value proposition, or, you know, what, why people should change, why now, why us, but you're giving people permission to choose from a library of potential talking points and share that more than once. So you know, everyone feels as if you're communicating to me on an exception basis, that you've done this for me personally, and you bring in the things that are important to me. But in essence, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's like a catalog where I can pull from certain topics, genres.
A library of slides, who you are, what you do, how you do it. A slide might be a video. A slide might be a meme. Believe it or not, every meme out there is really a slide. And if you had five memes and you put one up, you could talk about it for a while.
Right.
Slides are made in PowerPoint, or a PDF might be a slide. If you need credibility, the FDA report from the government might be a better slide in and of itself in a PDF than something you build in PowerPoint. So we treat it as content management, where all files are formatted to present, PowerPoints being special that they're an album of slides. You see 20 slides. Because you can see it, you can drag and drop it into our slide tray, which is kind of like, you know, an SKU in Amazon. You put it in your shopping cart and hit save, and you're out the door, and we know how to buy stuff. Same thing. You have a library of slides that is up to date, and you get to see them, drag and drop, hit save, and you have a new presentation and you're ready to go.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
The person on the front end doesn't have to be a PowerPoint jockey or PowerPoint Mozart to get out the door. They can focus on the client. It brings up a different issue. Is once you, the big from to that goes on in presentation management is, yesterday a presentation was about Thursday. We're all getting on. It's a fire drill. We're all getting ready to be on the podium, and everyone's getting the slide. And 5 minutes before, you get a message. The numbers are new, and you get it. It's given to you, and you get on the podium, and you say, "Yeah, I'm giving the slides," and you do it all. And then you go, "Whew, where are we going to get lunch?" And then you all get on the hotel, and you go to your next place. And then you go to the next place, and a week later, you're like, "Remember last week at the Marriott, we were supposed to do this slide, and you got it at the last minute. Where is it?" And they go, "It's on the podium at the Marriott," and you don't have it. It's a one and done. It's a fire drill. It's the person who has the best team around them supporting them gets the best presentations. No one knows who's saying what to whom, when and where, how often, or what's going on. In a presentation management environment, you think of your company as not one. If you thought of your company as one 250 slide show, who you are, your history, your founding, the bios, locations, your, you know, what you do, your process plants, where the thing is, your services, your expertises, and then case studies, they'd be in different folders, and there'd be slides on each one of them. But instead of 250 slides in one presentation, you would have 25 10 slide presentations that address all these issues, because they're bite-sized and you can build them in PowerPoint. Each one with a nice animation, the speaker notes can be teach you how to speak on them. Then when you treat these slides as a published medium, like in Shuffler and presentation management, that's now your slide library. That's your shopping cart. The first day you come in, you can come in and say, I have a 20-minute presentation, and go in there and say, I need the overview of the company. Oh, these people in London, let's pull in the London plant. And oh, there's a video on London. And let's do this case study. You hit save. Tomorrow I go into the meeting, I start talking to you, and you say, "Yes, we have London, but we also have a big plant in Brazil." Well, you know you have a slide on Brazil, and it's part of that 250, but you didn't plan it for today, because if you were that smart, you wouldn't be giving presentations. You know, if you knew what you would be talking about tomorrow. But you can jump out and go to that slide instantly and talk about it. We think of it as the presentation following the conversation versus the presentation forcing the conversation. Right now, we pick 10 slides, and I'm going to talk about A, B, C, D. If you talk about F, wait. Now, if you want to talk about F or anything else in the whole realm of my company, I can jump out and bring up that slide and start addressing it, because sales happen when you start conversing, not when you're just pitching someone and they're sitting back going, thank you, thank you, thank you, throw the words at me. But you actually say, I heard what you said. And by the way, our printing plant in London does that special impact. And here's a slide on it. And there's a video showing the impact of the press. And I don't need to say anything. And I'm already into it because the video is part of the slide. The animation of the numbers is the part of the slide. The slide library might be your quarterly numbers on 20 slides, and every quarter they get updated automatically. So you never have to worry about it. We have another concept we use in Shuffler, and we call it the genealogy of the slide. Meaning, when you manage your library, everyone in your audience picks and chooses from that library. So inherently, every slide chosen is a duplicate or a child presentation. That connection from parent to child creates a genealogy that you can track and creates business intelligence of who's doing what, where, and when. Additionally, if you did something as simple as spelt international wrong on slide 52 of your overview presentation, some salesperson's going to see that and they're going to go, oh, I got it. And they're going to type into the, just like no different than a social media post saying, Mary Lou, you spelled international wrong. You'll get the message. You'll go, oh, I did. You'll be able to change it, upload it. It'll overwrite it. And anyone who dragged that slide in now gets an update saying, hey, there's a new update. It came from Mary Lou. And here it is. They look at the two images side by slide. They either accept it or break the link.
Yeah.
All that knowledge becomes business intelligence. This is presentation management.
It sounds like you can actually get metrics on slide usage.
Big time.
Are there certain slides? See, my whole thing is we're trying to simplify the conversation and a persuasive conversation, which point we never know where that conversation is going to go. We can guess, 50% of the time.
We always guess. That's going into every meeting. You're guessing beforehand. That's the whole point.
And we don't like that. We'd rather do what you said. But I'm sitting here as you're talking, thinking, I have a hard drive with 20 years of slides on it. I've got a Mac. I have a Windows computer. And then that's just me. So I've got stuff on my hard drive on each of these disparate systems. Then my company, when they go used to travel, they would do something on their hard drive. There was no central repository to store slides or to even store impactful conversations that were demonstrated via a slide deck of some sort or a multimedia presentation.
A central archive of sorts.
So this solves...
That's what it's all about. It takes a little effort to clean it up ahead of time. And sometimes that feels like a barrier for most people because, quite frankly, we're all lazy. But the benefits are huge and they ripple through your entire organization. And I find that when the senior management, the C-suite, finds out there's a tool for managing presentation communications and they can get metrics, as soon as that happens, all of a sudden is, why aren't we doing this? What are we doing? And there has to be an answer. That same question happened for sales enablement, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah,
now
exactly.
It's a huge, they said, oh my God, why aren't we doing that? And everyone scrambled. But that's what presentation management is. Once people get that presentations are all one and done and you're all on your own, yet they're probably more critical than all the other mediums combined when making a sale. Because if you don't trust me when I'm sitting here speaking to you and the information I'm giving you, the ad you saw on the Super Bowl isn't more convincing than me making you feel bad. And if I'm sitting with a presentation, we talk about the funnel, everyone looks about online, what people say, then they go to your website, they know it's your pitch, then they look at your product, and then ultimately it comes to a presentation in an SOW or something. And that is one of the most valuable points of that funnel. And that's why presentations are so important. I mean, I can go into something a little more historical about presentations. Quite frankly, presentations through mankind have been critical, from writing on cave walls to every religion created stained glass memes, which are slides on the walls of their areas of worship, so that the uneducated mass could walk through and understand what they're saying about their religion and their, whether it's a church, a synagogue, a mosque, and it brought you through. Those are forms of presentation. That's a form of presentation management, ensuring that it communicates and teaches people going forward. As we get further along, we're in a day where images come and go by the billions, yet the critical ones help convince, persuade, you know, make viewpoints, hence the growth of memes nowadays. If you have a great meme, you're almost a star nowadays. But each slide is a meme for your company.
Yeah.
Ideally, if you've got a series of images that are thought-provoking, that talks about who you are, what you are, how you do it, what your product value is, and why, you know, why someone's stupid for not doing it because there's a cartoon about it, you don't have to go through your points. You could just pull that up and talk about it and move on. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but it's not far-fetched.
So you mentioned that the curation of the slides can be daunting, but I'm sure you've thought this through. I mean, I've been working on a project to try to codify our sales conversations. Mm-hmm. So not unlike writing a research paper where you're doing a bunch of research and you're trying content, keywords, long tail, short tail, phrases. Do you have, I'm sure you've thought of this, ways for people so that that barrier doesn't seem so daunting? Because I'm sure that's probably the biggest objection you get is, oh my gosh, I have thousands of slides. Where do I start?
It's relatively easy at this point. Okay. Yes, we stumbled with that. Yes, I can say we've lost a dozen clients that probably should have onboarded faster, cheaper, better, and been blooming with it along the way. Because it does feel daunting. It feels like, God, do I have another job? So basically with this system, we just drag everything into one folder. And then you drag that folder into the site and it'll process all of them. Once they are in there, then it'll easily whittle out duplicates because you visually see them all. You can drag them down because you can see all the slides that are used different ways. And this doesn't take as long as it seems, but we go with the five W's, or, you know, who we are, what we do, how we do it, you know, case studies or products, who we are, products, services, case studies. And then you start picking them out and suddenly you realize this is the same structure of your website. You look at your website and it talks about products, services, and stuff and explains them. This is the same stuff, but in slide form, and it starts building on its own. The people managing it need to understand it a little bit, that they're going through this hierarchy of information, because you can't introduce it to anyone until you have enough information. Salespeople are ADHD, and if you want to introduce something to them, it better have sugar on it, delivering right at this second. Otherwise, they're out the door and you failed. So if you've made enough slides where they go, oh, that's a slide library. Next time I have a presentation, I can get it there. You just made their day happy. You just became a success and you jump-started the whole thing. Yeah. If you try to avoid that little effort of putting it in, you're just going to take the mess that is the reason why you contacted something like this and recreated it somewhere else.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of like, in all SaaS models, every online business, there is a from to that people get. People know that when they looked at Uber, I went from, oh, I'm getting off the plane and there's a long taxi line in a city I don't know, to I'm not off the plane and I got my phone and, oh, he's waiting for me at Terminal C. You heard that once and no one needed to be told twice. eBay, same way. You went there, you auctioned it off, you figured it out. That's it. There's no number two in that game. Amazon, no number two. Who's number two to Google? Everyone is a leader in that fashion. And it's always a wow moment that it happened that way. Salesforce owns CRM. And it was a bit of a wow moment. In a way, Shuffler is a bit of that type of category, where when someone sits down and they're the ones who get 200 calls for presentations every month. And I need this one, I need that one. It's always the top salesperson who's the biggest account is on the line tomorrow morning, and it's your fault because you didn't do it. And you're under that pressure, and your boss doesn't know how much pain that is. Once they see they can do this, and it's free for a single user, so they could just start doing it, going up there and using it. And when you add more, that's when it is. That's when the value equation comes in. So there's the learning equation from one and done to an enterprise presentation system. With that, there's real ROI value across the enterprise, and the data business intelligence actually gets pumped into the senior KPI decks and at the highest level once it's in there, because quite frankly, it is a medium of communication and there's only five or six of them. It's huge.
Yeah. You know? So tell me about your most favorite onboarding experience with a client. I mean, tell us what the before picture looked like, what their journey was with you, and then where they are today in terms of usage and of the product. I mean, I'm like, wow, this would be so great for someone like me who's got 30 years of slides all over the place in various different formats.
Yeah.
To get consistency of brand, because right now I've got things create on different formats and different colors and the whole nine.
That makes the whole difference. I can use some names here. I'll use one that just came back this week. Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. Knowing COVID, you can imagine the challenges they've had. Okay, they came in several years ago, and one of their things were they had different categories of stuff. They have cruises in the Caribbean, in the Mediterranean, in Alaska. They have several ships in different areas. They have Celebrity Cruise Lines, Azamara Cruise Lines, and several cruise lines. So all have different brands. Each ship has different entertainment, has different rooms, has different times and dates, has different ports of calls, has different schedules and calendars on them. So each one of the ships needed a full presentation to talk about what restaurants are in there, what entertainment's there, what shows are going to be performed, can you get a midshipman room or the cabin suite or one with a balcony, whatever it is. Yeah. They were able to put each one of these ships into a presentation management type hierarchy. As such, they had it for the Mediterranean and Celebrity. They had it for Royal Caribbean in the Caribbean. So a local business representative, let's say someone in Iowa who was going to the local Liberty Travel to say what trips are available through them, could walk in and say, oh, what are you talking about? And they would say something. Well, I have a group that's looking to go to Alaska. As fast as they said Alaska, they can go in and their slide library is there and say, Alaska, oh, we have the Anthem of the Seas that goes out on March 7th. The port of call is Juneau. In Juneau, there are these events going on. On the ship, there are these restaurants. There's a bowling alley. There's a live show. There's magicians, each one representing a slide of what's going on. And you can say, God, these people aren't interested in a show, but they need a ballroom because it's a business thing. And they say, oh, we also have convention type ballrooms, and they can go into it. And at that moment, they could suddenly stop and go, you know, that's excellent. But if they don't have their 12 executives getting the private trip to the high-end port of call in Rome in the Mediterranean, I can't book the deal. And they say, okay, in the Mediterranean, we have the Silver of the Seas, which happens to start in Madrid, or, you know, wherever it starts from and goes through whatever. But the point of it is each one of these sections are managed by each marketing director of each ship. So they maintain it. So the people on the front end always have a live library to pull from. During the COVID, they whittled down a lot, and we basically didn't bill them for a period of time. As such, beginning this year and things looking right with a shot, with the vaccine coming up, they have, and I thought this one of the biggest endorsements, they thought enough of our product to be one of the primary drivers of their revenue as they get back on their feet. So they're back on board and we're rolling it out. It's very nice.
Wonderful.
That's one client who's been with us for a while, but the need is the same on several levels that way.
Well, if that makes sense. A lot of the work that I do is multinational. So there's the USA, there's rest of world, there's different languages, there's different compliance issues that may work, may be forced in Germany that don't exist in the United States.
We have many pharmaceutical companies who require presentations in many localities, Portuguese, everything, Mandarin. It's the same drug, same human beings, just different communication on how you can use it, plus different regulations in each country. So, and pharmaceutical companies have been.
Do you find that marketing drives the collection of assets? Or tell me about the relationship between marketing and sales in terms of building this together, or is it separate domains?
Well, they're separate domains, and this allows them to communicate on a single platform where they know their roles. Meaning, if marketing has done their role and provided the library and it's up to date with all the information, there's no reason sales should be bitching at them for not having done it. And sales can't use marketing as a scapegoat, because they both have the same goal of making money, but they have the different goals of getting there. Salespeople are mercenaries who will drop the presentation and get the sale and cut the deal and walk out the room. Marketing, it needs to look right. It needs to say right. They need to understand how it's going down. You used it right. We're in the process. Everyone loves us. I'm bleeding blue and gold. And you know what I mean? We're all going through it's a slightly different thing. And having a central library where salespeople can go in and take what they want. If it's wrong, they have a means to speak up, to say, hey, I don't have this. They have a means to ask for approval and workflow and stuff like that. Hey, can I get this approved to go out the door? My meeting's next Tuesday. If marketing doesn't do it, it's up on the site. It's been there for 4 days. It's marketing's fault. You know what I mean? It creates a platform of communication that allows sales and marketing not to be so, abrasive with each other, but actually work on the communication. On top of that, sales like
the triangle of product, marketing, and sales, especially in these companies where product is being driven by what the salespeople are asking for. Marketing is trying to get their language around the product. And sometimes there's a disconnect between what product thinks the product is used for versus how sales is communicating the usage of that product. Mm-hmm. So I see that this is bringing together not only the ability to cross-pollinate communication, but make sure that we're all saying the same thing and we all
have
the intended use of a particular aspect of a product or an attribute of a product is communicated correctly. Do you find that business-to-business applications are as equally interested in this as business-to-consumer, or did it start more?
Almost all business-to-business.
It is.
This is in a consumer product. We are a stash-like product, or not stash, I'm sorry, Slack-type product.
Slack.
Where an individual can get it for free and start using it, organizing their slides, and I can do it locally. And as it gets used by multiple people, that's where there's a value equation to us, and that's where we start billing the client so that enterprise clients is based on the larger the enterprise, larger the value equation.
Okay, so let's pretend I pull together a presentation for a big, my client would be a biotech company, and I pull the presentation together and say, hey, can we have a copy of the presentation? Is there an ability to pull out the order in which I did things and crafts like a, I don't know,
yeah, PDF subset
file or something?
Yeah. Yes, every file is converted to a PDF. It's converted with PDF with notes. They're also available in PPT and PPSX that you can control the way the people get it. There is like built-in enterprise file sharing where you can have them share it and see it online, or share it and allow it to download it or what have you. When they view it online, you get more data on how much time they spent on each slide and things like that. So, you know what I mean? The concept that you get an update when someone clicks on it, like you send out a proposal and they don't click on it. 4 weeks later, someone clicks on it. And these are standard type of things, but built into the presentation, knowing that they finally got to it and got to slide three, but didn't get any further, your follow-up has knowledge that makes you more, you know, better equipped to make a sale.
Well, or in my world, you know where to pick up the conversation because you have That's a right. history of what they were interested in. So that next conversation is where they left off in their brain as to where they were. I mean, that's invaluable to people like us
yes.
who are trying to build that rapport and trust and not sound too salesy, but have the fact that we do know where they've been mm-hmm. so that we can continue where they left off.
We just built in something, we call it audit history, but it's an audit trail of the slide itself, and that's the file. In some respects, PowerPoint is a file, and it's an album of slides. And right. if you think of these photo sharing things, you have a photo, and then you have a photo album. And PowerPoint is just an album. Our file management system treats them specially as 20 individual files so that you can view them, see them, and all that type of stuff. So when I refer to a file, it's also a slide, and a PowerPoint is just an album of slides. Right. I say that just for clarification.
Okay. So this is what did you wake up one morning saying, we got to do this? Or is this years of, tell me about what got you to the point where you developed this product. This is so great. I love what you're
I've
doing.
I've been doing this since CD-ROM days.
okay.
That right there is a CD-ROM for James Bond in the 90s yeah. that was connected okay. to the internet. That was really new. Done NBC Olympics presentations for American Express, ABC, NBC, South Park, BET. I've done high-end presentations through the years for the biggest and best companies managing sales forces with high-end media when computers couldn't handle high-end media. So we were specialized. A very high-end consultancy, did very well, did exhibits in Epcot Center and things like that. So at the highest end of stuff. And as YouTube democratized the concept of high-end movement and video, our business fell into the ground overnight. And we took the expertise of what we knew and turned it into a product called PPT Shuffle. And it was just a PowerPoint slide library. That's it. And it worked. And we had a bunch of clients and it worked through. But as devices came up and the concept of live data going back and forth and HTML5 and responsiveness, that's when we said, all right, we need to build this as a multi-user repository slide library and take this 25 years of experience in presentations and build it into a product. One of the hardest things in the world is diving off of a cult consultancy that pays you very well to try to bill someone $10 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to tell
volume.
Well, you don't start with volume. That's the whole thing. You go from what is impossible to now it seems inevitable. But at that point, it's a totally different world. So this is a long-term type development. And I was part of Web 1.0 with a funded company here in New York and CEO of it and all that type of stuff. And then I was tarred and feathered and removed. And I went through all those highs and lows of what they consider the tech world, whatever. So wisdom carries with me, and we have a nice stable business, which is the most important issue.
The audience listening is thinking, all right, this is great. What's the next step? Where do you want to point us to learn more? I know you said there's a single user, but should we go right to the website?
Yeah, go right to shuffler.com. You can set up a site right on the top, put in your name. You'll have your own username, myname.shuffler.com. That'll be your own private library. And then just take your marketing folder and drag it into the upload box right there. Well, you do want to think about the top level. It's a root of what's going on. If you put five folders there, the world is going to see five folders. So you want your different sections.
Okay.
So let's say you're a bank or you're doing this for a bank. Your top level is going to be treasuries, retail, merchant accounts, trading, whatever the bank is into. And then under treasuries, you're going to have the different sections for your different divisions that do that. Retail, you're going to have the different sections. Retail is going to have the actual presentations that go on the screen behind the teller and run all day.
Sure. Yeah.
Because that is part of presentation management. What is bank teller 973 doing? Or bank, you know what I mean? What slides are going up during what time and how often? That's all part of it. But if you go to the site, you can set up your own and it starts working right away. It's free for a single user, so you can get it and run it and maintain it. And as you grow, that's when there's fees involved, and it's between, you know, $25.
The audience, you have webinars on the website we can look at for some blueprints of how to do this correctly, or you just think getting in there and playing around is the best way to?
Well, we are available 24/7. We include onboarding and training with our service at any time. Okay. We will take you through the whole process. We will have scheduled trainings just for being a client and going through that. There are also videos that take you through it right on the page and teach you the process of looking at your slides, saying, okay, the first thing, just drag all your stuff to one folder. I know it's a mess. Don't worry about it. Just drag it in there. Now that you got it, drag it up here. You're going to see everything appear. Now that you see it, get rid of duplicates. Right. Think about who you are. What does a who you are page look like? Oh, we were founded. We're built here. We're in New York, LA. We need an overview page. And there's templates in there for you. But within literally a half hour, an hour, you have a structure that's very strong. And when you start realizing that a video is just another slide, and you know what I mean? You start going, God, we have more content than we ever dreamed. And then the CEO realizes you spent 50 grand on that video 2 years ago that, quite frankly, should be in every salesperson's presentation. And now there's an ROI for all that unused media or marketing that never went through.
Exactly. So, or like you said, one and done. It gets used once and then people forget about it. That's the biggest issue. It's like, I think 2 years ago we did a whatever.
Yeah, wow. There's a lot of wasted marketing dollars that never get reused on so many levels. Think about posters that get printed that never get reprinted, that one of your local offices could print it out at Kinko's and put it up because it's marketing material. And now it's budgeted locally on the printing from it. So it makes a big difference that way. But just getting in there, getting it going, you can watch the videos, but a little time there, give us a call. We'll sit with you and bring you through it.
And okay.
It's good.
So let me pull out the site. I know that you and I are looking at each other, but it's not that intuitive. So it's Shuffler. It's Sam, H is in Henry, U, FF, Frank, two Fs, L, RR, two Rs. So SHUFFLRR, presentation management. So go over there and look at James's stuff. It's amazing.
Yay. I mean,
this is like a game changer for people who utilize a presentation platform to continually either start conversations with people they don't know, continue conversations, bring people back around for renewals. That's a big, you know, customer experience, customer service. And there's a lot of things that we like to do to educate people as they're, you know, kind of rounding the corner for renewal. I mean, I don't know about you, but I hate getting 11th hour, 59th minute. Oh, we're going to charge your card.
Yeah.
With no other correspondence. Or anything leading up to, hey, there's this great feature that go look at this, you know, presentation deck on how to use the feature, how to apply to your business. And it seems like a good way to keep the pulse on how to engage our clients, to keep them loyal to us, but also to utilize it in a selling situation to convince people to come join us and also to advance them into the pipeline.
It makes a difference.
This has been a great discussion. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. It's been wonderful. And happy February at this point.
Happy February 2nd. We're still in COVID, people, at the airing of this.
We'll all do well. We're happy to be here today. I thank everyone.
Yeah, very grateful, for sure. Well, thanks so much, James, for your time. Very much appreciate it.
Take care, Mary Lou. Bye-bye.